This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Live younger, look younger, feel younger at GCNLife.com.
Minutes past the hour on the DJV show. Doug Steffen, Jennifer Horn, Victoria Keelan, Jay Kirshner is here. Phil is holding it down. He's the only brave boy in town today in Washington, D.C. Our producer extraordinaire, Dougie, is out. He will be back on tomorrow's program. In the meantime, the ladies, Jay, Victoria, me, Jennifer, we're just holding it down and having a good time. And unfortunately, I always say, oh, do we have to talk about vaccine talk again? But we do, and this time it's because Johnson & Johnson received a recommendation and approval for their single-dose vaccine. Victoria, this was after a federal advisory panel voted to unanimously recommend this third vaccine for people 18 and older, and this opens the way for one-shots, easier-to-use Johnson & Johnson vaccine to be administered starting this week. I know a lot of people who were a little unsure about whether or not to get the Moderna or the Pfizer feel better about this Johnson & Johnson vaccine because it is more, it's done more traditionally like a flu shot. It doesn't have that new technology that the Moderna and the Pfizer have where it kind of stimulates or manipulates your immune system. This is a little bit of virus that's inserted into your body and your body produces an immune response. And so I think people, especially coupled with the fact that it's only one dose and they don't have to schedule a follow-up appointment, I think a lot of people have been waiting for this one.
You know, it's funny. I'm nowhere on the list at this point. I don't know when Lewis and I can get a vaccine. Doesn't seem to be any timeline for, you know, we know what group we're in, but it's a ways away. But now that Johnson & Johnson has, I think they started out, or right from the jump, they're going to have 20 million doses available, which is 20 million actual people. Because, you know, with Moderna and Pfizer, you have to cut that in half because you need two doses. So that's good news. I actually think from listening to you, you've kind of changed my mind. I think I actually want the J&J one now. And just, you know, I know you had talked about your dad was going to be, he was going to hold out for the Johnson & Johnson vaccine as opposed to the other two, and he had discussed it with his doctor. I think that there's a lot of appeal to only having one, you know, one dose. You know you're inoculated right away. Well, that's another thing. We don't know how long it takes for full immunity after the shot, because, you know, with Moderna and Pfizer, they say you have to, after the second shot, you have to wait another 10 to 14 days, and then you're fully inoculated. I'm not sure what the stats are yet on the J&J, but typically, I guess, with the flu shot, right, aren't you kind of immune almost right away?
I think so. It works at least right away. Pretty soon after. Exactly right. After. Yeah. I think it's right after, probably within days, as your body kind of gets that immune response going. But if you missed it, what my doctor had told my dad is that she just felt more comfortable with this one. She said, looking at the research behind all of the vaccines, she said they're all going to give a desired result. But in the making of both the Pfizer and the Moderna, they approved technology that had not yet been approved before. They'd been experimenting with this kind of technology to fight Zika and other viruses, other coronaviruses even, before it was approved for use. But both of those viruses do not contain any of the dead coronavirus. They are just done kind of synthetically almost to manipulate your immune system into a response. And so what she felt just more comfortable with is this is just dead virus. It's like getting a flu shot every single year. It's uncertain whether or not the virus is going to change enough to warrant you getting boosters, or we don't know exactly how that works yet. But what she did say is that because it's been tested against all the variants, that even though the efficacy rate on Johnson & Johnson looks lower, she felt actually more comfortable with it because so many of the problems that people are having in California and New York right now, that new variants are showing up every single day, and this one offers a little bit more protection against that.
Yeah, I think I'm just much more encouraged, I think, by this one. So if it becomes available, I know that Johnson & Johnson, you know, they're An American company, I'm assuming that the United States government would have first dibs. I'm not sure if Pfizer sold to, every other country who wanted to bid on it or wanted to buy some vaccine. I'm not sure if we have an exclusive deal with J&J. I would hope we do. I guess we'll see where it goes, but so far, the side effects, I'm assuming this is probably a reason that your doctor is more comfortable with it, because you kind of know what you're getting. You know, when you get a flu shot, you know what to expect. And the long-term effects and things like that, you probably have to just get another one every year, like a flu shot. Every year it's different. I would also assume that every year they'll have to come up with a different vaccine, because like the flu, different variants are going to be more dominant than others. And so the shot that's working right now for people with Moderna and Pfizer, they're going to have to come up with something else, maybe even for the fall. Dr. Fauci had said, I think over the weekend, that obviously everyone would love for life to go back to normal. And this summer, he predicts we'll probably see a huge drop in cases again. But then again, next fall, it could come back around again and we could end up seeing another spike. So no one has a crystal ball. And I think some people are being overly cautious and other people are, being overly optimistic. Like that doctor who wrote that one paper that everyone, I don't know if this has happened to you guys, but like, I've seen it quoted so many times by people who are overly optimistic that it's all going to be over in April, which it's not.
People are tired. People are just tired of it.
I get it. But that's not realistic. I don't think that's going to happen at all. I've seen a million other doctors talking about it, saying, like, wait, where did this guy even get this from? This is sort of a pipe dream. It's not going to be gone by April. But hopefully it won't be back in a major way in the fall. Like, I want to have Christmas again, we want to have...
Everybody does. How much time are we wasting in order to keep people safe? There's got to be some way to figure out whether it's how we change the way we do things or if we change the way that we're treating this. I think another thing has got to be, and it's something we've talked about here, Victoria J. I don't know how you feel about this, but we also have to figure out if we're ready to roll with the hydroxychloroquine and the ivermectin. If that is working and people are getting sick, if people get sick, then they can be treated. And that is also providing hope. It's not just letting people go home and, when I had
that's
it.
A huge
go home
step.
And sit by yourself, and don't stay away from everybody and watch your oxygen levels. Well, that's scary.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. That is. I mean, hydroxychloroquine, we talked about that from the beginning, in New York, that was being used. It doesn't apply to every patient. And once you're at the point where you need to be on a ventilator, it doesn't work. There's a window of where it is effective for some patients. So, yeah, I think that kind of getting it down. What was it, Regeneron? One of the other ones was just basically it's sitting on a shelf. There was a story that came out last month, and it's not because of it wasn't because people didn't want to use it. It's because it's one of those drugs that's very effective, but only if you're actually at the hospital, but if you're not sick enough to be on a ventilator. So it's one of those. It has a very tiny window where it works really well, but you can't use it at home, and you can't be severe enough that you're like in the ICU. So it's that weird kind of window where doctors have to catch it right at the right time. And hydroxychloroquine has a lot of that going for it too. It's really about the timing. So I don't know. Maybe we'll just get better with it if we see another spike this fall.
I just feel like those treatments really do make a difference for people, because otherwise it is a scary, lonely pursuit to just be isolated and feel like there is nothing that you can do to help alleviate your symptoms. So to get better at the therapeutics, and we have to get better at, obviously, prevention. We'll talk about whether or not it's safe to delay your second dose. There are many people who received their first dose. Many of you may be listening, got your first dose. What if you can't get that second dose right away? What happens then? We'll tell you as DJ V Show continues at 15 minutes past the hour.
The weather can be unpredictable. Be prepared with windshield wipers that can handle anything. Michelin Endurance XT silicone wiper blades are real-world proven for extreme weather performance, lasting 2 times longer than other blades. New Michelin Endurance XT silicone wiper blades, only available at Walmart.
These may be uncertain times, but what is certain is that every family needs a reliable thermometer. Protect your family with the Exergen Temporal Scanner, the only home thermometer used and recommended by hospitals, physicians, and clinics. Stay safe.
What can help you take advantage of today's low mortgage rates and save money? Rocket can. You could save hundreds of dollars every month by refinancing with Rocket Mortgage at today's near historic low rates. If your current rate is over 4%, you could lower your payment by over $150 a month, saving thousands in interest every year. Call us today at 8338-ROCKET or go to rocketmortgage.com.
Savings are based on quick and loans, internal data, points and fees may apply. Call for cost information and conditions. Equal housing lender. Licensed in all 50 states. NMLSconsumerAccess.org, number 3030.
Let's start with everyone out there who loves flexing in the mirror.
Yeah!
Now, narrow it to all those muscle squeezers who hate stretching their wallet. Well, with my Walgreens, members earn an extra 5% in Walgreens cash rewards on Walgreens brand items. So head to Walgreens for great deals, or limp if you're like me and forgot to stretch while getting in the car. Ow, my calves!
Right now, stock up on everything from pain relievers to vitamins with select Walgreens brand health and wellness items. Buy one, get 150% off.
Offer valid through 424 with my Walgreens. See Walgreens.com for details.
Our veterans risked it all to protect our freedom. One of the best ways to say thank you is to volunteer to support them. At a time in history where kindness is a virtue, volunteering means a lot. For over 47 years, Help Heal Veterans, a not-for-profit organization, with the support of citizens like you, have delivered therapy kits to veterans who need them. To volunteer or learn more, visit HealVets.org. That's HealVets.org.
Hour, Ladies Day on the DJV Show. Jen, Victoria J, we are here in full force. Dougie will be back on tomorrow's program. In the meantime, the question that is being asked is it safe to delay your second dose across the country because of tough weather? We saw what happened in Texas and in the South. A lot of inclement weather, freezing, rain, cold temps. And then you just have dopes in California and New York who just, you know, can't really roll out the vaccine fast enough. So there's been some delays. And if you're due for your second dose, maybe you're feeling that. Maybe your appointment was canceled and you wonder, well, geez, do I have to start this process all over again? Victoria, what are the guidelines from the CDC if you are delayed in getting that second dose?
Well, this is actually some great news because in states like, you know, well, most states had, whether it's weather delays or it's just the shortage of the vaccine, as we know has been happening across the country. So if you are, you know, if you got your first dose and then it's time for your second dose, or if you have an appointment and then they had to cancel because they just don't have any vaccine, which is happening all across the country, then the good news is that you do not need to stick to that original guideline of 21 days apart for Pfizer and 28 days apart for Moderna. It turns out you can delay a second dose of the vaccine for up to 6 weeks. So you can actually stretch it to 42 days from your first dose. So that should make everybody feel a little bit better, and you don't have to start the process over. It's not like you have to get two more shots. You've got 42 days pretty much after your first dose, and you're still in that safe zone. So you'll be okay. And hopefully 42 days after your first dose, states will have everything, you know, whether it's from the federal government or weather delays or whatever. Hopefully everybody will have their, you know, their stuff together. So to get everybody shot, you know, get everyone's second shot 42 days later.
Yeah, I think that has a lot of people worried. I know.
Sure.
That you kind of put it in your calendar, and then there is this theory that some people are just not going to come back. Forget the weather delays or the lack of vaccine. There are people who are just like, well, I've got my first dose. Why am I coming back? Or maybe they got sick off of their first dose. I know my mom got her first dose. She got so sick for 4 days. She's like, oh, I have to do this again. Now she will, but how many other people that may have experienced symptoms are like, not worth it. Check, please.
Right.
You aren't going to come back.
Hopefully after the second shot, she won't have a reaction, because I've been reading if you have a bad reaction, it's usually either after the first, or you had the first one's okay, and then the second one is the one that gives you the reaction. So hopefully your mom won't have to do it twice, because that's a lot.
She
and
said,
she had COVID.
Sicker. She's like,
and
I was sicker when I had with the vaccine than I was with the COVID. I went, oh,
yeah.
My gosh. And that makes me go, do I want to get that shot? Holy smokes. Right. I've been through it already. I don't need it anymore. All right. It's the DJV Show, Ladies Day, at 21 minutes past the hour.
Cubo Tea Club's original Pure Pau D'Arco Super Tea comes from the only tree in the world that fungus doesn't grow on. As a result, it naturally has antifungal, anti-infection, antiviral, antibacterial, anti-inflammation, and anti-parasite properties. So the tea is great for healthy people because it helps build the immune system. And it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. A one-pound package of tea is $34.95 plus shipping. To order, please visit shopsupertea.com. That's shop, S-H-O-P, super, S-U-P-E-R, T-T-E-A.com. So the complete website is shopsupertea.com or call us at 818-984-6100 Monday through Saturday, 9 to 5 California time. That's shopsupertea.com at 818-984-6100.
The reviews for Extendivite are amazing. Amazon customer: it's amazing. I just ordered my second bottle. In 1 month, my blood pressure dropped significantly. I no longer get chest pain after I exercise. The reviews are spot on. My target is to get off of BP meds, and if it keeps going like this, I see a light at the end of the tunnel. Amazon customer: Extendivite works great. This product has made my blood pressure and cholesterol stable. I highly recommend it. Amazon customer: excellent herbal formula. I've been using it to keep my cardiovascular system fine-tuned. Extendivite is only $69.95 for a 2 month supply. To order, call 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com. That's HEARTDROP.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
Minutes past the hour on the DJV show. Ladies Day, Dougie's out today. I'm Jennifer Horn. Victoria Keelan is here. Jay Kirshner is here. And Jay monitors all of the trends happening on social media. Before we jump into a topic for a social media conversation that I want to spring on you, Jay, tell us what people are talking about right now at DJV show on Instagram, on Facebook, on Twitter. Give us a follow and take part in the conversation.
One of the conversations going on right now is about generations. Who in the last 100 years have had more difficulties or hardships, whether it's inherited or it's just the way that society has gone? John Aukerman believes Gen Z is having the biggest hardships and more are yet to come, especially with the pandemic. Matt Hansen thinks it's millennials, stating Gen Y is known as the spoiled generation, but it's the generation who dealt with school shootings becoming very real and regular, still in school when the towers fell, trying to finish college when the economy collapsed in 2008. Now raising kids during a second collapse in a global pandemic. John Baker says the greatest generation, those born between 1901 and 1927, experienced extreme poverty, two major wars, stock market crash, bread lines, unemployment, underemployment, extreme racism. So it's interesting to see the difference of opinions of which generation is really the one struggling, because I feel like every generation always comes for the generation below them.
Yeah. And it's whoever had the grandpa that walked uphill both ways in the snow.
Right.
With a hole in their boots.
Yes, exactly.
And we've all had one of those.
And everyone that's who made a nickel for every week.
Right.
That was all they,
all I got was a nickel.
I lived off of $6 a year. Yeah.
Chime in right now.
They don't understand
that.
How good they have it. Like, that's not the case.
And, well, in some ways, technology makes it true, but technology brings with it its own set of problems. Then we become reliant on it, and when it goes down, then that is a problem. At DJV Show is the place to chime in. All right, ladies, this is what I have to – you know I like the weird stuff. I feel like we need to cue the X-Files music, Phil, because I love a good ghost story or a good alien story.
Yes.
And the American Airlines plane, this has gotten so weird. American Airlines, last week, a pilot saw something like a cylindrical thing that flew over the top of the plane. It was, how much do I love?
There you go, Phil.
It's the best. And apparently the pilots called it in because they both saw it. It wasn't just like one was freaking out or had too much of the scotch before he was flying. I don't think they're allowed to do that anymore, but it's a good stereotype. And they both confirm they saw it. They call it into air traffic control.
American Airlines says, yep, our pilots saw that. When asked about what this unidentified aerial phenomena was, American Airlines just said, ask the FBI. Okay.
Whoa. SNL had a funny joke that United Airlines said, oh, that was just one of our engines that fell off the plane.
Maybe. Yeah. But, Jay, maybe this is a topic for conversation. Are we alone?
Hashtag ask the FBI.
Right? Ask the FBI. And what is – and did somebody ask the FBI? Yes, they did. And the FBI said, we can confirm that there was an unidentified object seen by an American Airlines pilot or something like that. But that was it. So just they shut it down and said,
where
ask
was
the
this
FBI.
Flight?
This was like last week. It made big news. It was trending on social media. It was last
coming
Sunday.
From Cincinnati.
Yeah.
Cincinnati heading
over
was it when
over the plane sighting? In New Mexico. That's what it was.
They saw it in New Mexico. The plane was headed to
Hello. Right. It's obviously an alien spacecraft. It's in New Mexico.
Yeah. The pilot was heard on air traffic control saying, do you have any targets up here? We just had something go right over the top of us. And you can hear the pilot. He's like a little nervous that he thinks he sounds like a cuckoo. He says, I hate to say this, but it looks long and cylindrical object that almost looked like a cruise missile type of thing moving really fast right over the top of us. This was an Airbus. Wow. That he was flying. So I don't know, Jay, maybe have you seen something on social media? Is there something that we need to know about that maybe since the FBI won't tell us, maybe our DJV show family can chime
I
in
like
on
this. Share your stories.
Right? I think that's a good one. It is the DJV show. Share them right now at DJV show, 28 minutes past the hour.
Think O'Reilly Auto Parts for all of your car care needs. We're close, convenient, and known for our guaranteed everyday low prices and excellent customer service. For professional parts people you can trust, stop by your local O'Reilly Auto Parts today. O'Reilly Auto parts, better prices every day.
Power grid failures and natural disasters. They happen too often now. Will financial collapse be next? What kind of emergency plan do you have for the next sudden food shortage? If you don't, it's time to prepare. At MyPatriotSupply.com, we make it easy for you. Our emergency food storage kits stay fresh for up to 25 years. They ship fast and discreetly to your door. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com to prepare. MyPatriotSupply.com.
The stress levels of Americans may be at an all-time high. From education to business to basic needs to politics, the 2020 pandemic-related stressors are pushing many of us to near breaking point. That's why you should consider the stress and pain-relieving products from Sunny-Bay.com, like our lavender neck wraps and pads infused with premium Washington lavender buds. They relieve tension and relax with a soothing scent of lavender. And lifestyle expert Jennifer Bonner recommends products from Sunny Bay.
Sunny Bay's hands-free neck wrap should be your go-to pain relief solution.
Give gifts to family and friends that relieve stress and pain. Give love and care by giving the best. Give pillows, neck wraps, and body wraps from Sunny-Bay.com, a Biomed DB design company. Just click Sunny-Bay.com. That's Sunny-Bay.com.
We've all seen and perhaps use the alcohol-based hand sanitizers. Have you noticed how it dries your skin, and as soon as the alcohol evaporates, it's no longer effective? GCNteam.com has alcohol-free antibacterial soap and foam, meeting or exceeding all requirements set forth by the United States Food and Drug Administration. Come to GCNteam.com. Keyword antibacterial, or call 877-878-4203.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
USA Radio News with Lance Pry.
With the third Operation Warp Speed COVID-19 vaccine getting emergency use approval Saturday, the question now is, how often will we need to take the COVID-19 vaccine? Professor of Medicine at NYU, Dr. Mark Siegel, tells Fox News it won't be needed yearly.
It's probably, we're very conservative, as you know, in a medical establishment. It's probably going to be last more than a year. It's looking very good right now that the immunity will last more than a year, maybe two, maybe three. And if we have to give a booster, it's because variants are emerging that we want to cover better.
A Harvard immunologist on the Harvard website said current vaccines appear to be effective enough to end the pandemic. Since Tiger Woods couldn't be at a golf tournament in Florida Sunday, numerous golfers picked up the slack by wearing his traditional red shirt, black pants. Tiger tweeted after seeing the support, "To every golfer and every fan, you are truly helping me get through this tough time." USA Radio News.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
President Biden was in Texas Friday. Val Dior from the Texas USA Radio News Bureau reports.
Joe Biden and First Lady Jill heard firsthand from Texans still struggling from that brutal winter weather on his first trip to a major disaster area since he took office. He was briefed by emergency officials and thanked workers for doing God's work. He promised the federal government will be there for Texans as they try to recover, not just from the storm, but also the health and economic crisis caused by COVID. Tens of thousands of Houston area residents are still without safe water, he learned while visiting the Houston Food Bank, and a briefing from acting FEMA Administrator Bob Fenton. Homeland Security Advisor Liz Sherwood Randall accompanied the Bidens to Houston, and they were joined by Governor Greg Abbott and Senator John Cornyn, both Republicans, as well as a long list of Democrats, spearheaded by Houston area members of Congress, Harris County Judge Lena Hidalgo, and Houston Mayor Sylvester Turner.
At least 4.3 million Texans lost electricity at one point last week during the winter storm. Millions more lost water or were under a boil advisory. NASCAR's winner Sunday, William Byron, talks about winning after a tough start this NASCAR season.
Which was going to be good, and we had some issues. So it was a tough start to the season, but we didn't think about that going into this week. We just thought about executing a good race, and, it's always nice when the speed's there, but I feel like, we put in the effort to make sure it was, and, it was kind of a flawless weekend, really.
NASCAR continues this weekend in Las Vegas, Nevada. For USA Radio News, I'm Lance Pry.
Are you afraid to go to the mailbox because of letter after letter from the IRS? Are they stacking on more and more penalties and interest? By now, you know the problem won't go away on its own. Don't let the IRS chase you to your grave with penalties and interest and liens and levies. You need real help now. I'm Dan Pilla. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I help thousands of people solve tax problems they thought couldn't be solved. I can help you too. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com. danpilla.com.
Minutes past the hour, it's the DJV show. Dougie is out today, so he's gone. I'm Jennifer Horn. I'm here. Victoria Keelan's here. Jay Kirshner is here. Phil is here holding down the fort. He's our lone man. He's keeping us all in line. Right, Phil? It's a big responsibility. And I love when it's just the girls, because we sit and we chit-chat on the breaks, and then I come back and I forget what we were actually going to do business-wise. So good luck. So good luck to all of us. But we start with a little bit of food news, and then we're going to migrate into the entertainment sphere. Dunkin'. I always want to call them Dunkin' Donuts, but I know they're now cool, and they're just Dunkin'.
It's Dunkin', just Dunkin', dude.
It's just Dunkin'. Dunkin' has added avocado toast, grilled cheese, and matcha donuts to the spring menu. Hashtag influencer menu. I mean, the matcha and the avocado toast really seem like they're trying to scratch an itch for some hipsters out there. But I'm not mad at the avocado toast. It's delicious.
Have you had it from Dunkin?
No, not from Dunkin.
Okay.
But just in
general.
I love
avocado toast too.
Yeah.
But there's a big but here. Like, the but of the Dunkin one, the avocados go bad, like, as soon as they are exposed to any
oxygen. Yeah.
So what are you really getting in this green spread on a piece of sourdough? Like, what are you really getting? And that makes me very skeptical. But
yeah,
do you ever buy
pre-made guacamole in the store?
It's terrible.
And it's always, like, it's fine the first day you open it, but then you have to, like, skim off half of it. So I'd imagine they're doing the spread instead of the avocado to save a little bit of money, but I think there's a lot of, they put a lot of stuff on that.
Yeah, it's just not
their
thing.
There has to be. Yeah.
Yeah.
There has to be a lot of, like, chemicals and, yeah.
I mean, they just to squeeze a lemon juice, but I've tried that, and it does not work.
Mm-mm.
So the dish that Duncan is doing is avocado spread, which is avocado, sea salt, black pepper, and lemon juice spread on a toasted sourdough bread and topped with everything bagel seasoning, which is, for the record, is the key to good avocado toast. That's what I do on mine, too.
Mm-hmm.
And they've also added the grilled cheese, which Starbucks has put on their menu, so you think they're probably trying to keep up in that direction. Matcha is something that I have not been able to get behind yet, and I don't know if I'm afraid of the color or what I'm afraid of, but do either of you ladies drink matcha? It's mm-hmm. like a green
yes.
tea powder.
Oh, I love
it's
matcha
delicious.
Tea. It's so good.
You
What's
would actually
the flavor?
It's green tea, but it has like a sweetness to it because it's a very, if it's real matcha, again, this is Duncan, so I don't know, but like real matcha has like this natural sort of sweetness to it, and it's delicious. Whether you just make like the original Japanese matcha, which you know it's like a little wooden whisk and it's a very complicated process, or if you take the short route and you go to Starbucks and you get a matcha latte, it's still really good. But if you like green tea, then yeah, matcha is definitely the way to go. But it is, I mean, I don't think you're getting authentic matcha at Dunkin', because matcha's not
you
cheap
don't.
Either.
And making it into a donut?
Well, yeah, matcha on top of a donut, yeah.
Yeah.
It's kind of bizarre.
They've also added Irish cream flavored coffee, which I can handle that. That sounds pretty good. Just in time for St. Patrick's Day. So that's a good thing. We're into March now, so that's right along the way. And matcha's green, too, so you can celebrate St. Patrick's. And avocado toast. How about that? All green items.
A lot of green.
At Dunkin'. Let us know if you've tried any of these new items at Dunkin'. We only have, on the West Coast, there are two locations for Dunkin'. I haven't been to either one of them. So the only time I've actually been to a Dunkin' is when I travel on the East Coast. It's just not a West Coast thing, so I'll have to check it out.
They're everywhere here.
I know.
It's like every mile there's another Dunkin'.
What do you have what's the big chain in Nashville, Jay? Is it Dunkin' or what do you have?
We have Dunkin'.
So that's the big one for coffee.
Dunkin', Krispy Kreme, Starbucks.
Yeah, we don't have Krispy Kreme. There was one Krispy Kreme when I worked in Manhattan. There was a Krispy Kreme that was right under Rock Center. And because I would take the subway to Rock Center, and then I'd have to walk by it every morning, which was like, that was like running
it's
the
like
freaking gauntlet.
It's like walking past Cinnabon in an airport or a mall.
Exactly.
Like, no.
Or even the only thing that ever made anybody who went through Penn Station, and the smell of the Aunt Annie's, those pretzels, those like
yes.
cinnamon sugar pretzels, that's the only good smell that comes from Penn Station in New York
from
or the
subway.
Port Authority.
Yeah.
That's the only thing that keeps you like moving through the subway. But, I don't know what happened. I always think of Krispy Kreme, I guess, is more in the South. Maybe that's true.
We had a bunch of Krispy Kremes in Los Angeles, and then they shut down, which is really weird because they were super popular. And now I think there are two of them. One of them is on my way from one of my jobs to another job. Imagine that. And I happened to go into the shopping center where it was not too long ago. The line was down the street. I mean, it's mm-hmm. Chick-fil-A status. People line up for this. And they do a lot of specials, especially during the pandemic. I don't know how I made it on their email list, but they're constantly giving away free dozens. And if you buy one, get one. So they're obviously doing the right thing to keep their business going when things have changed for everybody. All right. Entertainment news in the focus. We talked about Chris Harrison, ladies. If you don't know who Chris Harrison is, he is the host of the long-running franchise, The Bachelor, The Bachelorette. He does Bachelor in Paradise as well. And just for people who aren't familiar, he got into a bit of a scandal that didn't need to be. But why don't you, Victoria, take us through what actually happened before we talk about why he's being replaced in the Bachelor franchise?
Yeah, there was a girl who's a current contestant on this current season of The Bachelor. I have not watched the season, but this scandal kind of went around the horn. Her name is Rachel Kirkconnell, and older pictures from several years ago resurfaced, and she was posing in front of a Confederate flag. She went to one of those Old South parties on the plantations. It was not a good look. And so everybody, you know, was pretty quick to cancel her off the show. Rachel Lindsay, who was the first Black Bachelorette, she does a lot of commentary and she works on Extra now, and she's also an attorney in her real life. And so she interviewed Chris Harrison about what this other contestant was, you know, what about the photos. And Chris Harrison, like you said, Jen, he didn't really have a horse in the race. I don't know why he decided to weigh in on this. He should have just stayed out of it. But he basically kind of defended this girl and said, you know, let her explain it and whatever. And everyone kind of was like, well, you can't really explain away Old South plantation parties and posing in front of a Confederate flag. Like, what explanation are you going to give? But then what really got him in trouble is he said, oh, well, the woke police are going to come along, and, you know, and as soon as he said that, it was like game over. So he issued an apology, and so now they've removed him as the host of After the Final Rose, which is the after this current season is over, they get everybody together and they kind of do the, you know, the tell-all kind of thing. So he's not going to be hosting that, and everyone's been wondering who the host will be. Rachel Lindsay, her name was thrown in the mix, and apparently she doesn't want anything to do with the Bachelor franchise at all anymore. So she's moved on. She's not even on Instagram anymore. She deleted her Instagram over the weekend. So Emmanuel Acho has stepped up. He is now going to be the host of this particular special. We don't know if he's going to move forward, but I think it's going to be a good kind of audition for him. Now, if that name sounds familiar, he's a former NFL linebacker. He's currently a Fox Sports analyst. He has a great personality. He's just, he's 30 years old. He's just, he has a business degree. He's got his master's. Like, he's just a really cool, well-rounded guy. He became sort of viral in the wake of the George Floyd murder and the Black Lives Matter protests that happened. He kind of became a rising star. He did a whole series on Instagram called Uncomfortable Conversations with a Black Man, where he really wanted to answer questions that white people have who are just too afraid to ask of Black people. And I think he did such a great job navigating those difficult conversations. So I think he's a good choice. It'll be interesting to see him kind of go from football and jump into this realm. Speaking of football, Michael Strahan was actually, his name was heavily tossed around to take over this role. I don't think he's a great
natural
fit.
He's already on ABC, though, so he's kind of got that family connection.
It would work, but I don't know that I would find him a believable, like, enthusiast of this show. You know, like, I think you know what I mean? Like, I think part of it is you have to kind of really suspend your
brain. Let's be honest, with any guy, that's going to be a stretch.
Yeah, but I think
with any manly man, this might be a stretch to try to provide a lot of interest in the Bachelor franchise.
So, but I think Emmanuel Acho, I think he, you know, I saw he posted a video. He seems very happy and enthusiastic about it, and you know, he said this is a long running franchise. To some people, some people just roll their eyes. Oh, whatever, it's the Bachelor, and then other people are in Bachelor Nation. They're obsessed with it. So. I mean, this adds up to millions and millions of viewers and fans. So I think, you know, it does seem kind of superficial and odd and like that this is even such a big controversy. But when you have millions of people watching it, you know, there's a lot of pressure there to find the right host fill in. As for Chris Harrison, we don't really know what's going to happen. Apparently, they're going to start filming the next season of The Bachelor. I think they have a resort in New Mexico that's already lined up. So I'm assuming he'll be back. He's one of the executive producers of the show now, too. So I can't imagine that he's going to be gone forever.
Yeah, he'll be gone for a little bit and come back into the mix again. All right, a new study about news for your health as the DJV show continues at 44 minutes past the hour.
The past 4 years have shown us that social media companies like Twitter and Facebook have become the new nanny state. I'm Jeff Charles, sociopolitical correspondent with LibertyNation.com. Over the past few years, the far left has demonstrated that they are not too fond of the First Amendment. Some have suggested passing laws that would change America's approach to free speech, but Twitter and Facebook have already been implementing the far left's anti-free speech agenda. Facebook CEO Mark Zuckerberg altered the platform's algorithm after Election Day to promote establishment media outlets like CNN and others, while suppressing conservative-leaning news sites. A few weeks before the election, Twitter suppressed a New York Post story about Hunter Biden's shady business dealings with China. By censoring conservatives on their platforms, they want to ensure that users are exposed to leftist ideas over conservative ideas. Their biased censorship practices are already making Marxism into a reality without the government. Learn more at LibertyNation.com. Conservative news, where truth matters.
Have you gained the quarantine 15? Or maybe it's 20, 30, or even more by now? Well, you can get your weight back on track by using Calitrin. Just listen to what everyone is saying.
My name is Jessica. I'm from the state of Texas, and I've been taking Calitrin. I take it both for weight loss and for the health benefits. I have lost 50 pounds, and I take it every night to help me sleep, and I feel I'm better rested in the morning after I've taken it.
My name is John. I am from Lafayette, Louisiana, and I have lost 59 pounds on Calitrin.
Hi, this is Beth from Texas, and I've been using Calitrin and found that it has improved my life immeasurably. I use it for arthritis pain. The pain is gone. I am able to get up in the morning and move around without any discomfort.
Calitrin is drug-free, stimulant-free, and has a huge 86% success rate with 90 days. Check out Calitrin's big sale at toploss.com. That's toploss.com.
On the DJV show, Doug Steffen out today. I'm Jennifer Horn. Victoria Keelan is here. Jay Kirshner is here. The ladies have taken over. And that's why we got to talk about Fred Segal. If any of you have seen TV shows, movies, if you've been to California in the Beverly Hills area, all over the West Side, Fred Segal is one of those stores that the well-to-do love to shop at. I've been into Fred Segal, I think, just once in my life, and it scared me, so I had to leave because it was expensive. There were very few things. I'm very comfortable losing myself, like, in a rack at Kohl's somewhere, but Fred Segal sort of scares me. But it's a beautiful store if you get a chance. They're the type of store that actually has restaurants, so you can go and have a glass of wine. You can spend the day. It becomes an experience. And the founder, Fred Segal, passed away over the weekend, so a little bit of sad news. The store obviously will continue on, and certainly the brand, the legacy of Fred Segal is here to stay, but a passing of someone who became an icon in not only L.A. in the for tourism, but also for people in the fashion industry who loved to go see the latest trends at Fred Segal.
Well, it's interesting, too, when you see, I didn't know this, but, you know, he was one of the first people in America to dress the Beatles, and
yeah.
Diana Ross was a, and the Jackson 5, and Elvis Presley, and Farrah Fawcett. I mean, these are, he was really, you know, in terms of entertainment and, like, you know, kind of rock and roll, he was very influential, and apparently we can thank the world, we can thank him for the world wearing velour Juicy Couture sweatpants for that chunk of the early 2000s, because apparently he's the one who put them in his store. And so, yeah, it's really, it's interesting. I was telling you guys off the air, I've never been to the store, but my only recollection, really, and acknowledgement of it is from Legally Blonde, when Elle Woods says
right.
She prevented Cameron Diaz from buying a heinous orange Angora sweater. But other than that, that's my only real knowledge of it. But certainly it seems like he was definitely an icon.
Mm-hmm. Definitely an icon. Kind of like if you ever watched any of the old TV shows from the 50s, Max Factor was a person, a makeup artist before Max Factor
right.
became
right.
a brand of makeup, and the same thing with Fred Segal. So, yeah, and by the way, 20th anniversary of the Juicy tracksuit, just FYI, if you want to mark it on your calendar.
Oh, my
we'll be
goodness.
Whipping out of storage. 50 minutes past the hour on the DJV show.
The following is a paid announcement. The advertiser was paid a marketing fee for a digital campaign. Please make sure to review our disclaimer on our report page.
The time is now to capitalize on the electronic health data security in the American market. Electronic health data security is an industry that could potentially grow to around $25.5 billion a year. Global big data in healthcare was a $14 billion market in 2018 and could potentially grow at a combined annual growth rate of 20% to reach $42.8 billion over the next 4 years. Find out which companies are leading the charge now when you text the word NOW to 48542 for your free research from Avid Health Sector Insights. We've identified an undervalued company that could be positioned to benefit from the electronic health security boom in the U.S. markets. Get this red-hot intelligence delivered directly to your mobile device so you can make decisions as market conditions change. Get your report now when you text NOW to 48542. Text the word NOW to 48542 for your free research from Health Sector Insights. Text the word NOW to 48542.
What can help you take advantage of today's low mortgage rates and save money? Rocket can. You can save hundreds of dollars every month by refinancing with Rocket Mortgage at today's near historic low rates. If your current rate is over 4%, you could lower your payment by over $150 a month, saving thousands in interest every year. Call us today at 8338-ROCKET or go to rocketmortgage.com.
Savings are based on quick and loans, internal data. Waits and fees may apply. Call for cost information and conditions. Equal housing lender. License in all 50 states. NMLS Consumer Access.org number 3030.
Progressive Motorcycle presents Road Wisdom from the Motor.
Half man, half motorcycle.
If you missed a turn, there's always another turn.
Always.
Take it to get back to the turn you missed.
Use your turn signal.
Progressive Motorcycle also presents Roadside Assistance. Progressive Motorcycle for those who were born to ride. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates.
There's so much hand sanitizer on the market, but beware. Not all hand sanitizers are created equal. That's why you want to use 2020 Safe Hand Sanitizer. You can trust the hand sanitizer on 2020safe.net to be made with the highest quality ingredients. American-made with American ingredients employing Americans. Log on now to 2020safe.net and order your 1 liter today. Normally $29.99, but reduced to $19.99. So hurry while supplies last and receive a bonus. That's right. You'll receive a 30-count bottle of Immune Booster, a $39.95 value, free, by using code GCN at checkout. Right now, click 2020safe.net. That's 2020safe.net to get our 1 liter bottle of high-quality hand sanitizer with your free bonus, a 30-count bottle of Immune Booster valued at $39.95. Remember to enter GCN at checkout, and the bonus is yours, free, 2020safe.net.
3 minutes past the hour on the DJV show. Dougie is out. I'm Jennifer Horn. Victoria Keelan is here. Jay Kirshner is here. And I'm a country music fan. Jay, you worked at a country music station in the past. Victoria, we're converting you slowly but surely to the way of country life.
It will happen. If you don't like country music, listen to Eric Church. He is the best, and he's straight up rock and roll.
And I think I've also told Victoria that the gateway drug for country music can also be the Zac Brown Band, because are, you like them, don't you, Victoria?
I like classic country. Like, I'm a Johnny Cash and Dolly and, I like the old school country, but like, I'm not into the new country stuff, but I don't like any of that. But, like, there are certain artists who are kind of on, they have a toe in the country world. Like, I like Nathaniel Rateliff. He's kind of, like, got, like, one leg on either side. Zac Brown's kind of the same way. So, like, a little bit of the folk country thing I can do.
I feel like, I've liked country music since I was a little girl. So I've just grown up with country music in my life. I like other kinds of music as well. But I think for people who are finding country now, it's the people who maybe liked folk or who liked classic rock that look for a new place and they find something now. They find their itch is scratched in country music because it is, mm-hmm. It can be folky. It can be classic rock. You have the poppy element too. And then people who do more traditional
traditional classic country. But I don't know, I find a lot of people find themselves going to country music in their 40s or 50s because they're looking for that sound that was prominent like in the classic rock period, Jay, don't you think?
Yeah, oh, absolutely. And I mean, in terms of Dolly, I highly recommend Kacey Musgraves. She has a little bit of that classic Hollywood, the classic country sound. I mean, she's just fantastic.
She's like, and I also, I mean, she's like a Loretta Lynn to me. She's like a new Loretta Lynn. I love Kacey. But it's weird because I think a lot of the other females, I can't get into Miranda Lambert's voice. I've tried, and I love
Miranda Lambert. And
I know.
This album that she's got out right now, Bluebird, I love it from start to finish. And the reason we're talking about country music, by the way, is because the Academy of Country Music Awards are set to air from the Grand Ole Opry on April the 5th. And so the nominations were released yesterday. Miranda Lambert and Chris Stapleton, along with Maren Morris, lead the nomination. So... that's why we're talking about this, by the way. But sorry, I interrupted. So, Miranda, you can't get into her voice. I know a lot of people can't, but I like it.
It's just a very nasally, I don't know, there's something about the voice that I can't really get into. But, like, I think, you know, Brandi Carlile I like. Like, it's a little, I'm a little fringy. I'm a little country fringe at the moment. No pun intended with the fringe. But you know what I mean? Like, I'm on the fringe of country artists, I think. I think Kane Brown has a really good voice. I think Ashley McBride has a good voice. I think Kelsey Ballerini has a really good voice. So there, I'm getting there. I'm warming up.
Well, let's go through some of these categories, and then ladies, jump in with who your pick is for each of them. How about that? We'll go through these pretty quickly. We'll start with Song of the Year. What you're hearing right now is Bluebird from Miranda Lambert. She's nominated in this category, along with One Night Standards from Ashley McBride. Some People Do, Old Dominion. There we go. Starting Over, Chris Stapleton, and The Bones, Maren Morris.
Stapleton. He's one. He's got a great voice.
What do you think for Song of the Year, guys?
I mean, yeah, Chris Stapleton is absolutely great. I don't like him as an actual performer. If you've ever been to one of his concerts, he just stands there, and half the time he's singing to his wife. He's not even singing to the audience. It can get very boring.
Oh.
But as far as Song of the Year, I mean, The Bones, Maren Morris has just been killing
it. Can we talk about this? Uh-huh. The Bones, how old is this song? The Bones has been around. I feel like this song is 3 years old. How is this still up for something new?
It's a weird
mix. It
yeah, it's a weird timing thing. I think with the ACMs, Bluebird's also a little bit older.
But
I don't know.
The Bones is even way
older. It's older
that.
Than that. So I'm going to go with Bluebird. I think we've got a Chris Stapleton for you, Jay, and The Bones maybe. Maren Morris for you, Victoria. Album of the Year: Born Here, Live Here, Die Here. Luke Bryan. Mixtape Volume 1: Kane Brown. Never Will. Ashley McBride. Skeletons. Brothers Osborne. And Starting Over from Chris Stapleton. Group of the Year, the High Women, the Cadillac 3, Old Dominion, Little Big Town, Lady A, all getting nominations. Duo of the Year, Brooks and Dunn, Always There. Brothers Osborne, now that they're back together again. Dan and Shay, Florida Georgia Line, Maddie and Tay for Duo of the Year. Male Artist of the Year, Dierks Bentley, Eric Church, Luke Combs, Thomas Rhett, and Chris Stapleton. Female Artist of the Year, Kelsey Ballerini, Miranda Lambert, Ashley McBride, Maren Morris, and Carly Pierce. Let's talk about it. Ladies Entertainer of the Year, tough one because there was no entertainment this year. Luke Bryan, Eric Church, Luke Combs, Thomas Rhett, Chris Stapleton, not a lady amongst them.
Where's
Miranda? Yeah, that is such a
shame. Where's Kelsey? What?
I know.
See, this
Miranda
is such a shame.
Well, in that category.
The eligibility period is from January 1st of 2020 to December 31st, 2020. Look at the people who were streaming concerts. I mean, Lindsay Yell doesn't have a lot of radio airplay. She doesn't.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
Did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.